Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting eighth. The catcher, Arndt Jorgens. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Pennock. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Herb Pennock. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burnett moves to third. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burnett scores. Averill moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Yankees, 1. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Yankees 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Crosetti. Cecil moves to second. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown bunts towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. Cecil moves to third. Kahm moves to second. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Porter reaches second base with a double. Cecil scores. Kahm scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett for the out. Porter moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Yankees 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vosmick moves to third. Johnny Allen now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards right. Ruth fields it and throws to second to catch Morgan for the out. Vosmick scores. One out. It's 5-1, Indians. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Jorgens and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cecil is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 0 for 1 in the game. Kahm hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Yankees 1. The Indians will come to bat. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burnett strikes out. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ruth hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ruth moves to third. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lazzari strikes out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Yankees 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vozmik hits a line drive into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Jorgens and he is safe. Cecil steals second. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0-for-2 in the game. Calm takes first base on ball 4. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Arndt Jorgens at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgens hits a line drive towards the mound. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Combs moves to third. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Combs scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 6-2, Indians. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Sewell scores. Ruth moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Indians. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lazzari strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Yankees 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Burnett moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burnett scores. Averill moves to third. It's 7-3, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. Vosmick moves to third. It's 8-3, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vosmick scores. Two outs. It's 9-3, Indians. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Jorgens and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosetti strikes out. Two outs. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgens hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Yankees 3. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Calm hits a line drive towards third. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields it and throws to home to get Brown. Porter moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Bird pinch hits for Johnny Allen. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bird moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan juggles the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Bird moves to third. Ruth moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Yankees 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gordon Rhodes now pitching. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Jorgens and he is safe. Sewell steals second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Ruth. Morgan scores. Sewell scores. 2 outs. It's 11-3, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Com hits a line drive towards short. Crosetti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 0-for-3 in the game. Jorgens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Yankees 3. The Indians will come to bat. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter hits a line drive into center field. Combs picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Combs. Porter moves to second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to third. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Jameson now playing left field. Merle Hoag pinch hits for Gordon Rhodes. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag bunts towards the mound. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cecil scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.